I gotta say, my wife said I would be pick number two. She was wrong. She's right with everything else. But this is a story of we have a tradition now in our family, which now we go to the Lowe's to pick up our tree. But we didn't do that as a kid, and we have a different tradition when I was a kid. And Dad's from the old country. He came from Austria, and he would take us all out. We'd all go up to a big tree farm. He'd pull a big trailer behind the car, and then he'd go off and he'd talk to the guy at the counter, and he'd talk to him, and with the name like Goering, he had a heavy German accent. And he'd be talking to him. And then the next thing I know, my brother and I, my mom, and my dad were all walking down into the tree place. And he said, and we'd all pick up and we'd look at the tall trees. We'd see the little ones, but that was for everybody else. We went over and we saw the big line of trees. And I know you're not going to believe it. We would get the 60-foot-high tree. But we had a townhouse. And we had to fit this in our house. So Dad said, okay, guys, climb up in the tree. And we climb about halfway up, about 30 feet in the air. See, there should be a slideshow back here. So we climb up halfway up the tree. We'd have tie ropes going up to the top. We'd hand them down to Mom. I was too young at first, so we had to, Mom and I were down the ground. Brother and Dad were up in the tree, and we'd chop at half the tree. And it'd fall over. And, well, I mean, this is a combination of multiple years, so one year Joe was on the wrong side, and he came down with the tree. But he was okay. He was okay. So the tree would come down. But if you know a big tree, the point was not, it was still too tall. So we'd cut off the top. We didn't need that. We'd cut out the middle. And we'd pull that thing up the hill, and we'd drag it, and we'd get it up the top, and I don't know how he paid for this tree. I don't think he bought it by the foot. And we'd drag it up there, we'd put it on the trailer. My dad was talking to the guy at the counter. We were just clearing the woods for him or not. And we'd tie it in, and we'd get it home, and well, we lived in a townhouse. And, well, the narrow doors. We tied all the branches into the trunk, you know, because the branches were about as big around as a Christmas tree. We'd tie them in, and then we'd pull it through the door. And every year, it would be scratched all the way through the hallway into the living room. And we'd put it in the corner. Well, I mean, the tree is about 15 to 17 feet in diameter. With a 5-gallon bucket underneath. And we'd have to turn it to find the right spot. It's not like these fancy ones you get in the store where all the branches are nice and even. You had to turn it to get it right. And, well, we'd get in the right spot. We'd have to tie the guide ropes down because, well, it's a big tree. And my brother and I, we'd climb through the tree. We'd put on the lights. And you had to climb through the tree to put on the balls. You had to climb through the trees to put on the thing. And every year, you know, we'd get all done. I mean, it looked like a forest in the tree, and it took literally 3/4 of the living room, and we'd have the neighbor kids. And every year, the neighbor kids would come over and want to see that tree. So that's for my dad.
Francis Gehring.